I told him on day one, we have to be respectful that everything happened all at one time. They're totally adjusting. It's the end of the year. It's thrown the teachers a curveball. It really has. But it's not hard to say, okay, you don't have your mask on. I'm glad to see you. Have a nice day. You know, sit down.
Take these masks off of my child.
This is crimes against humanity.
With less than a month left of school, some Dripping Springs ISD parents are not letting up on their push for the district to reconsider its mask policy.
But I have a third grader I refuse to enroll because of the mask mandate. As a lover of science and someone who studied immunology at Harvard Medical School, it is discouraging to have leaders ignoring real and important data on masks.
When we're not allowing play, when we're not allowing the seeing of facial expressions, we're not allowing touching each other, you know, kids aren't allowed to be kids, that's going to cause a lot of problems down the road in adulthood.
I miss seeing people's face. I miss the way things used to be. I'm scared they'll never go back to normal. Breathing freely doesn't seem like something we should have to ask any other people for permission for. Please make masks optional.
I'm here to strongly encourage this board to lift the mask requirements and make them optional now. The data supports a decision like this.
The most important question I have for you is, what is the metric? You cannot have a mandate without a metric for ending it. That is science 101.
Absolute chaos tonight at the Granite School District meeting.
That's right. Parents taking over that board meeting tonight, demanding the district remove the requirement for students to wear masks in school.
You let a senator come up here and speak in the name of my children who you guys are abusing? Are you serious?
All right.
People are getting a little heated or emotional. It is literally because we've been trying to stand up for our children for months, and it's exhausting.
Children have a 99.997% survivability from the COVID. 99.997%. Let me repeat that for you all to understand.
Forcing 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9-year-old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day for the last 9 months for a virus that you know doesn't affect them. That is not in their best interest. And this has to stop. Defend our children.
This is what happens when you do not represent the people that voted you in.
But is what is taking place in the district after what the governor said, are those issues being handled properly still to this day?
According to Dr. Robbins, they have been addressed. He's addressed it on a massive, and you can speak, he also spoke, you know, spoke to both of us, so you can speak.
He spoke
up
and said that he called all the principals and had them address the teachers on the issue. So whether or not that something
Did
actually
you know
happened,
that to be true?
We don't know.
Hey, Matt.
Okay.
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Good.
I will say I had a situation, and I think I even said it. I put a picture of it up there. It was handled, and it was different in class yesterday. But I was concerned about Lugoff. That's where the suspensions were happening and things. Is that still?
And from my understanding, the suspensions that were initially placed on day one were lifted.
Okay.
I don't know about anything ongoing after that, but I know the suspensions from day one were lifted. Now, I have had parents tell me that they are still having segregation issues, but in all fairness, I really haven't heard that in the past day, 2 days with the start of the new week. But I don't, you know, that awful quick turnaround to have resolved an issue that seems to be many teachers, you know, it seems to be an individual teacher. And like I told Dr. Robbins, that I worked for you. I don't know if you remember that or not, but I did work for you for several years. And rule number one is you leave your feelings at the door. You leave your beliefs at the door. You clock in, you do your job, and you know, you either, that's the responsibility. They may not agree with it, but you have to follow the rules. You have to respect everyone. Right. It becomes a discrimination issue if it is. And he even said, you know, if it's an individual teacher thing, the teacher isn't sued, the district is sued as a mm-hmm. whole. So it is the responsibility of the district as a whole to mm-hmm. address the problem. There should be no parents and no kids coming home with messages like we've all seen. You know, they've been shared all over social media of parents, you know, getting text messages from kids, mom, they're still not doing it, mom, you know, and all
that. I got
things.
An L on my chest.
But if at the end of the day, like, all of this sounds fantastic, but at the end of the day, are do the kids that aren't wearing a mask being treated the same way as those that are wearing a mask?
And that's I guess the question that we can only answer from the kids in the schools and that are seeing that. So I don't know. I am not one to defend any of this, but I do also think that they need to be allowed the chance to fix things. And if they are, if he is attempting to fix that on a school wide, a district wide level, well, then I'm all for giving them the answers, giving them the chance.
Maybe we should just go with them. Because you have to give them a chance. I mean, me personally, having a kid in the district, it has been handled. Is he still sitting in separators and dividers? Yes, but it was the situation was addressed differently from Thursday to Friday and then to yesterday. So, and it's just like I told him on day one, we have to be respectful that everything happened all at one time. They're totally adjusting. It's the end of the year. It's throwing the teachers a curveball. It really has. But it's not hard to say, okay, you don't have your mask on. I'm glad to see you. Have a nice day. You know, sit down.
I'd like to get y'all's feelings on what about these school districts holding these vaccination clinics.
Oh, would we like to talk about that?
That's what's going
well,
on.
That's a complete option. I mean, they're holding the clinic just like a, you know, anybody else would hold the clinic. But
are your teachers pushing vaccinations?
They are all pushing. However, they are because Dr. Copley himself.
They
spend
can
the first
push it, but there's nothing they can do about it without the parent signature.
Do you think that the school teachers should be promoting experimental shot? Because this is not.
This
is emergency use authorization. It's gene therapy.
It's messenger RNA.
Right.
It's not a vaccine.
It's not a vaccination.
So should the teachers be silent and neutral on this?
Yes. Absolutely.
That's what we're taught from day one.
They have an opinion. They should keep it to themselves. If you believe in the jab, then that's fine. But you don't have the right to use your influence because, you know, my mm-hmm. child is with you for a certain amount of time to spread your influence. That's called indoctrination.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
No, girl.
I'm concerned about the propaganda that's being perpetrated. I saw a teacher the other day in a Batman mask talking about the vaccine.
Well, again,
on the virtual learning thing.
Yeah. No. Well, that might be, well, it's too late, we ain't got 2 minutes, and that might be something that should be. So, got that you're addressing the discrimination, now let's talk about this vaccine clinics in the schools and the promotion of vaccinations from the teachers to the students.
And that goes to a whole indoctrination level. I mean, that as a whole is just such a major
issue. I think that's going to be something that'll be interesting to see August when everybody has to come back to school. Like, have you had this? But like I just told him, in the governor's executive order to everyone, he is not for the vaccination cards in the state of South Carolina.
He already said no.
Nope,
right. And
no
I think
passports.
That's such a big deal. That's
it's
so
a
great
big deal.
For South
and that
Carolina.
Is what they're
Him,
gonna that will be
Abbott,
the next thing.
And DeSantis must be all
the momentum is on the side of the people and on the data, and society is supporting that momentum right now. So many are standing up in every country throughout the world. And if you feel that time is now for you, it's time.